Now an update on Rhode Island's online health insurance exchange, HealthSource RI. It's been up and running for a couple of weeks now, and it's where uninsured Rhode Islanders and small businesses can find a health plan, which they will need to do by January 1st. The head of HealthSource RI, Christy Ferguson, briefed state lawmakers yesterday on how that's going. And Rhode Island Public Radio healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay was there. Hello, Kristen. Please tell us, what did Ferguson have to say to state lawmakers?
Hi, Dave. Well, in a nutshell, she says it's going well, better than expected even. Now she says the task is to continue to reach out to get even more people on the exchange. So far, more than 50,000 have visited the website. Nearly 6,000 have at least created an account on the site. But so far, only about 1,700 have actually completed an application.
And for those of us who haven't gone on the exchange, what might we find there? What's the application process?
So remember, the exchange is just for people who either don't have health insurance or whose insurance through an employer is not affordable, meaning it costs more than 9.5% of your income. The exchange is also for small businesses who have kind of their own section on the exchange. So here's what you'll find. You go online and create an account. The system verifies your identity, and you plug in your name and age, and the system comes up with a list of options for you. There are 28 plans to choose from. 12 of those are for individuals and 16 are for small businesses. There are also some dental plans, and you can compare everything side by side. Then you sign up for one and pay for it.
And speaking of paying, some people will qualify for a federal tax credit or a subsidy to help defray the cost of the plan, but some won't. But isn't the Affordable Health Care Act supposed to bring prices down in general? And if enough people get in on the exchange, could that bring down the prices?
Well, it could help, but it's not going to happen right away. The head of HealthSource RI, Christy Ferguson, explained to lawmakers that, first of all, this is just the first draft. This is the exchange's first year. But going forward, she says, they'll renegotiate prices and plans with insurers. And that seems to me to be one benefit for consumers buying on the exchange. You've got this kind of collective bargaining power. But Ferguson also explained that what's really going to bring down prices is not just more customers, but changing the way you get your health care. So, like, maybe your plan offers you a bit less choice in terms of which doctors you can see in exchange for lower prices. Or maybe they give you the option of seeing a doctor who's paid one flat fee to keep you healthy instead of a bunch of fees for each little service and procedure. And she says when you go on the exchange to shop for a health plan, you should start to think about these kinds of things. Look at more than just the monthly premium or deductible. Look at how the plan delivers your care. Here's Ferguson walking state senators through that concept.
What's the provider network? Is it an HMO? Does it pilot primary care? There are a variety of different things. And over time, I see this, how you get your care, as being built out, because that's where we want people to focus. That's where we really have the best ability to manage price.
And isn't Rhode Island one of the only states offering what's called full employee choice on its exchange?
Exactly, Dave. Here's what that means. Employers with 50 employees or fewer can buy a single plan for all their employees on the exchange, or they can say, okay, here's how much I'll contribute to your monthly premium. You apply it toward whatever plan you want on the exchange. That's really different from how most employers do things today.
So what's ahead for the exchange? It's got to find the funding to keep operating. And it seems that it still has some work to do to get the word out about that.
I think you're right. On the funding side, Christy Ferguson says they're still working that out with the governor and next year's budget. As for getting the word out, there is an ad campaign. Ferguson told lawmakers she'd be happy to help them organize Q&As with their constituents.
All right. Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome, Dave.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.